very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 15th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Martin Luther King Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a federal holiday in America falling on the third Monday of every January. The day, also celebrating King's birthday, honors his legacy and shines a light on civil rights. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was approved as a federal holiday in 1983. Since then, many people and businesses have used the day to give back through public service.
Dr. King articulated a methodology of nonviolence that still rings true today. It's an ethic of nonviolent resistance that's also a strategy of hope, which can help us today in the thousands of Montgomery-like movements around the world, including the Occupy movement. A globalist, King saw the struggle against racism as global and as part of a worldwide crusade against colonialism and exploitation. He considered racism as, and I quote, "the hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our generation," adding that racism and its perennial ally, economic exploitation, were at the root of many of the world's problems. King paid attention to Africa, a continent besieged by colonialism, racism, and exploitation. Africa, he says, was one of the most exploited continents in the history of the world. He regularly pointed to parallels between Africa's struggles against colonialism and the fight against racism in the United States. Yet, almost 60 years after independence, some analysts argue that African leaders have betrayed the aspirations and hopes he espoused. In African countries, clientelism and ethnic violence are still routine.
And here is one of the most recited quotes of Martin Luther King, or maybe cited. Mm-hmm. It says, quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." End quote. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
So, kunjalo foyetu. Nasi hama wadiwa, tlao tinge tichi taura, nezwe kukosha kwa kaita Martin Luther King mu Norondo ye nyika ya Zimbabwe ne pasi rose. Martin Luther King kuma 1960 uko aiwisa utongi werusa raganda waenge uri mu America achiti vanhu vatema vanofanira kunge vaine kodzero dzavo sezvanga zviri mubumbiro remutemo. Asi mukuita izvi aisashandisa mhirizhonga, aishandisa iyo yaiti non-violent direct confrontation, yekuti vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira murinyararo vachi famba mumigwagwa dzimwe nguva vachiregedza kuenda kumabasa kana vaona zvakakodzera iri nzira yekuratidzira kusafara kwavo nenyaya dzekutyorerwa kodzero dzavo uye aitaurawo zvakawanda wanda zvikuru panyaya yematambudziko anga akatarisana neAfrica munguva iyoyo nyaya dzerusarura ganda nezvimwe zvakadaro daro nekudaro nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichizeya kukosha kwaakaita munyaya dzekurwira kodzero dzevanhu uye nyaya dzechitendero anga Reverend Koi Gibbs
iye unja looking forward to iye ndingatona njani iye namhlanje esipoka ngako lusuku luka Martin Luther King Jr. Day so usuku lolu ke luyisikhathi kumbe ngithi lusuku azalwa ngalo wazalwa mhlaka January 15, 1929 wasebhubha ke ngo-April 4, 1968 siyakwazi ukuthi uMartin Luther King Jr. wayengumuntu wayegangasela ukuthi kungabe lobandlululo kule Melika lokhu wayekwenza ngendlela yokuthi akumelanga abantu betshayane kumbe kube njalo wakusithi nxa efuna athi abantu bangene emgwaqweni bafole kodwa nxa befolile kombana befole ngokuthula lakho konke nje okwakusenziwa kwakungani kulokuthula phakathi siyakhumbula ukuthi okunye kwakuthiwa ngama-boycotts ukuthi uyakhalala kuya emsebenzini uzihlalele ekhaya wenze konke ungene ebhasini bantu bakusukumisa laba abamhlophe wala ukuthi uyakwenza khonokho so ke selokhu ke amazwe e-Africa amaningi akhululeka kambe nxa sesikhuluma ngakhonokho kwenketa bejave kumbe sithi ubadlululo kuzobuya le mpilo nje ukuthi uhamba njani siyawazi ukuthi umnumzana uDonald Trump usanda ukwethula umbiko kuthiwa ukhulumile kodwa yena uthi kakukhulumanga ukuthi amazwe e-Africa ungani lapho phuma khona ingcekeza so ke siyabe sikhuluma ngakho konke khonokho ukuthi sizwane ukuthi kambe lokhu kulobandlululo yini olumangalisayo olwabansundu olwabamhlophe bebandlulula abantu abansundu so asiqoqeni kona manje lesilandele kufacebook VOA Studio 7 VOA Indebele the VOA Shona asitobe fowethu
onguka Gibbs I think we have our first guest that is a human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you in DC?
We are doing fine, thank you. Of course, Mr. Mavinga is joining us via Skype, Gibbs. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Mr. Mavinga. So does it have any impact in your life and the lives of people like you?
Absolutely. Martin Luther King Jr. is a great inspiration for three things that directly resonate and impact on my life. Number one, he was a reverend. So he is someone who used his Christian faith as the basis for his activism. Mm-hmm. Number two, he strongly believes in combining human rights and non-violence, peaceful means of securing human rights. And that is also something that strongly resonates with me and other human rights defenders, the importance of peaceful engagement to achieve the goal of human rights respect, founded on the natural law principles that are intertwined in the Christian faith. And so you would find that that is a major departure or difference from the liberation struggles, the nationalist struggles across Africa that espouse the same values of human rights, equality, and non-discrimination, but resorted to the use of violence through the bullet to achieve that end. So Martin Luther King is an inspiration in that he led a non-violent struggle that was largely impactful across America, and today we celebrate, yes, his life and legacy.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mavinga, looking at Africa now, would you say that his dream has been fulfilled?
Well, not quite. In fact, there has been what appears to be a schizophrenic forgetfulness amongst African leaders when it comes to the quest for human rights respect. Because the idea is that when we talk of human rights, They are not abstract, or they should not be abstract. So across Africa, many African leaders have signed on and ratified, for example, the African Charter on Human People's Rights, the African Charter on the Rights of the Child, and so on and so forth. But the challenge has been, or the huge gap that is there, is the lack of implementation of those rights. So African citizens do not yet enjoy their rights. You would find their blessing and gifts that even as we speak, just this last year in 2017, thousands, hundreds of thousands of Africans from sub-Saharan Africa have risked their lives to try and cross, you know, perilous oceans, perishing most of them, trying to reach the shores of Europe in the search for a better life, which means really that where they are coming from, things are not well. The economies are in shambles. There is massive endemic Africa-wide corruption. There is no development. People go into politics for themselves and their pockets. They are not focusing on the upliftment of the standard of living of the general or the ordinary African. So the political elite has benefited, but the vast majority of ordinary Africans are far from realizing the dream that was espoused by Martin Luther King Jr. And the struggle continues, because even as we speak, across Africa, in Nigeria, in Cameroon, in South Sudan, in Libya, in the Central African Republic, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in Mozambique, in Zimbabwe, people are still struggling for equality, for the right to a life of dignity, which is really what human rights are about. But now we have, if you look at it, Blessing, extreme polarization when you talk of the human rights discourse, which is now viewed, you know, in the lens of what is now commonly called in this part of Africa, the regime change agenda, wrongly. Okay. So the polarization and the politicization of the human rights discourse has now made it difficult for human rights defenders to stand on the shoulders of Martin Luther King and say, let us have a better life for everyone in Africa. So they are now viewed suspiciously. And even as what Martin Luther King faced in his day, they are now being attacked, maligned, ostracized, haunted on social media and in their lives, harassed, jailed and detained, which is something that we don't expect in this year, in 2018. But unfortunately, the reality is that we still have this struggle for human rights, and many do not yet really appreciate the importance of saying the basis of developing and uplifting lives should be human dignity and human rights as entitlements that we all have by virtue of being human.
Gibbs. Thank you to Mr. Mafinga there. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Apostle Midian Dube. Apostle Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
We are really good. So, okay, ngasa singena kudaba lolu, ngizaqala ngubalele i-quote ika Martin Luther King, enye akakhuluma ngesilungu, wena wasiphendula ngesintu. Nasi-ke i-quote yangkhona. I quote, I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Ngasa sikhangela kunoko, Baba Dube, ubone ngazani kwafezeka yini, ukuthi abantu sebekhangela ukuthi lo nguDube uyakhuluma into ezwayo, kube nguDube omnyama uhamba njani kwalapho?
Eyi, kusasekudeni, kusasekhatshana Dube, kusasele kuliphupho, especially emazweni angakithi ngapha e-Afrika. Abantu balokhu besalempi okumele bayilwe ukuze baziwe njengabantu, ukuze banakwe njengabantu. Kulokhu abantu besaselempi yokuthi amalungelo abo agcinakale, bawanikezwe ngohulumende, especially base-Africa. Nxa bengasawanikezwanga, bese kusitsho ukuthi kumele basukume, bawacele kumbe bawafune. Mase bewafuna, bese benikwa amagama, bese bethukwa, bese behlaselwa, bese betshiselwa imizi. So sisase le ndawo ende lebangelide kakhulu okusamele silihambe. Ungabheka like emazweni amaningi ase-Africa, asikhangele kakhulu laseZimbabwe, othola ukuthi lezi labantu abahlele ezihlalweni okumele ukuthi ngabanakekela abantu babona ukuthi amalungelo wabo agcwaliswa abanjengezinduna abanjengabo sobho basuka bafakwe kupolitics bathengwe badonswe balethwe kuside kahulumende obusayo abantu bangabi nenkululeko ezigabeni abahlala kizo abantu bangabi lokuthula bakhitshwe baxotshwe ezindlini zabo sikhuluma kunjenje abantwana base-Africa leZimbabwe bagcwele umhlaba wonke bagcwele amazwe onke ngenxa yokuthi ngekhaya lapho abasuka khona amalungelo abo aphuliwe lapho abasuka khona akulamsebenzi abantu esibakhetha sibahlale ezifake ezikhundleni basebenzele ezikhwameni zabo abantu kumele babe yibo esingathi thina ngama-human rights defenders kumba amabele balweni amalungelo abantu basuke bakhangelwe yilihlo lokuthi bamelana lohulumeni so kusasebebanga okumele silihambe emhlabeni but ikakhulu lana e-Africa kusasenesithuba kusasenesiganga okumele sixazulule ukuze abantu bahlale basuthiseke endaweni zabo lasezigabeni zabo angiphendule umbuzo wakho kafithani ndibe ngithi sisasekhatshana kakhulu
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khona pho ungayikhatshana so he's saying that you know most people who occupy top posts you know positions in society always exploit the masses and they put an example of chiefs you know when it comes to certain issues like freedom peace and all those kind of things he says people are oppressed at that particular local level so there's a lot that people still need to do and he says you know in terms of Zimbabwe there are so many Zimbabweans all over the world because their rights have been trampled by the authorities back home so he says you know as the Martin Luther King you know people are not in that position where they can be judged by you know not by the color of their skin but still you know they have to be judged by that because they cannot do what is supposed to be done
it's a problem I think we are being joined by our third guest Mr. Priscilla Ndlovu a Zimbabwean based in Washington State Ms. Ndlovu good evening
Yebo how are you
I'm doing great and thanks for joining us
okay
tell us what are you doing today do you observe this day in Washington State
not at work today I'm at home it's a holiday
oh it's a holiday
yeah
Okay, so what are you doing? You are with friends. What do you normally do on MLK Day?
I am at home. I am going to go downtown and see if there are any marches and join the marches that are for people that are celebrating the day.
Mm-hmm. How significant is it to you?
This is a very... important day to me, and I think not to me only, but to people of color. It doesn't matter where they come from. Because if we were to look back when Martin Luther King and the other people like Congressman Lewis were beaten up for us to have this freedom, I'm sure Africans would not be here. Had it not been the other people, the other black people that came here as slaves, who stood up against slavery and fought for their rights and had were imprisoned and beaten up, I'm sure black people from wherever they would have come from, they would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important day. And I think I celebrate it with joy because I know that this is a privilege and a privilege that has come through pain. That's why it's related to people like Martin Luther King. We all know that he was short.
Mm-hmm.
And he was short so that we continue to enjoy those freedoms.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Well put there. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Of course, Martin Luther King was a human rights activist par excellence who advocated for what he called non-violent direct confrontation, leading marches to ensure that, you know, black people were respected and they too had rights. And of course, his struggle inspired many, including many, many African countries and many African leaders, human rights activists, and so on. Gibbs.
I think we've got a caller on the line. Ubaba Piri. Baba Piri, kunjani? Mnumzana Piri? Oh, Ubaba Piri, wanu kongola ke. So, kumegile. So, another quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Here's the quote. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. Mm-hmm. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mavinga, is it possible for somebody to always be looking forward to doing something? Or maybe if you fail to walk, you just stay in that position and do nothing else?
Yes, absolutely. And but what is important here, Gibbs, to know, is that for one to be permanently in activism mode,
mm-hmm.
one must be driven by something much more powerful, which is really a set of internal values, and in the case of Martin Luther King Jr., a very strong faith that you have a lifelong calling and vocation to fight for justice. And in the Bible, in Amos, it actually says, until justice flows down like a mighty river. So this is the idea then that drives one to always say, until we achieve better, we can always do something to make sure that we improve the lives of others. Because unless and until everyone else is free, our own freedom remains limited and a bit meaningless.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga.
Tinem Tereri, Mkoma Donald Mamboma, Magadi Mkoma Donald. Mkoma Donald.
Hello, Mkoma, bless me, Mruniza.
Aye, watu kukunzwa, manga marua se chumi e paper.
Aye, wanyangene ni Mkoma, nani tomshuwa.
Ah, didika, right. Nyari mdaru maizwa Mkoma Donald, nasi mtaura nezwe murgiri kwe kodzero zevanu. Martin Luther King, arikurangarirwa nhasi muAmerica nepasi rose. Munoti wokudii neupenyu wake kana mazano aitaura aipa vamwe.
Ndoda kumoro changu wamazita ndiye ii chomutanga ndiye kuti kana tikawazve kodzero dzavanhu tikanga ngofunga kumushato wedu kumba kuti mabatsirwa ipavo kodzero dzavanhu kusha sezvo zvakaitwa naMartin Luther King.
Nobody would make it to that, but I'm a
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kuma Donald. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald Mamboma. Of course, he is saying that in Zimbabwe you are free to talk.
Yes.
But you are not free after talking. So he's saying that, you know, the human rights, there are many, many human rights violations. He's also citing the disappearance of journalist and human rights activist Itai Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted in 2015, never to be seen again. You know, you had Nabanyama in Bulawayo, who also was abducted. And, you know, no one knows where he is. So he's saying that such issues are a cause for serious concern. And he's saying that Zimbabwe, in terms of respecting human rights, is actually lagging behind. No, not much has been done, Gibbs.
So Mr. Mavinga is saying in Africa there is no development, there are no jobs, a lot of knows, you know. So there's a lot of corruption and all these kind of things. So, you know, when I make a reflection on what the President of America allegedly said, that some of these countries are certain words that we cannot describe here. So, Apostle Dube, if these countries have got all these problems, and there's still a bit of racism and all those kind of things in Africa, was Mr. Trump, if he said that, not right? Or is Apostle Dube there? Apostle Dube? It seems we have lost him. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you still there? Yeah, so I think we're cut off from this guy. Are you there, Apostle Dube? Apostle Dube, yes.
Kuthiwa kulwelwa amalungelo abantu. Kulwelwa ukuthi abantu babe nelungelo lokukhetha uhulumende abamfunayo, ababethi bona one man, one vote. Kodwa ungakhangela ukuthuka kwenzakala e-Africa, kutshintsha umncindezeli, kuphume umncindezeli wekhale inye, kube sokusiba luncindezelo lomuntu omnyama ngomuntu omnyama. So sisasekudeni ukuthi abantu baphile ngaphansi kwamalungelo abo. Kulucindezelo lwabantu abamnyama ngabantu abamnyama. Silehlupho lwalaba bantu esithi thina ngama-liberation movements abalwela inkululeko. Basuka kube lento ke yakhulunywa ngu-Brazo Mavima e-entitlement. Ungani kuthi wabalelungelo kiyo yonke into, wena ongazange uye empini awulalungelo lalutho. Kodwa ukusukuza umbuzo ethiwo ukuthi nxa laba babesempini besilwimpi owayebhize pheka ngubani. Owayebanika ingubo zokulala ngubani, owayedinga amanzi. So wonke umuntu walwimpi efanayo, and wonke umuntu kumele abe lelungelo elifanayo. UTrump mnampo semvumelane laye ukuthi kusakunengi okumele kulungiswe kube right e-Africa ukuze sibizwe ngamagama amahle.
So what Apostle Dube is saying here, blessing, is whether Mr. Trump said it or not, these African countries have got a problem. Because there are so many people that are oppressed, so many people that do not have any kind of access to the most basic kind of you know facilities, and they don't have food. There's a lot of corruption, and so he says, if he said it, yes, the truth hurts, and that's it.
But of course, you know, the same in America. It's not that everything is okay here. You also have people. You know, who are also suffering,
that's,
you know,
right,
who cannot even afford meals. So
basically,
it's not like, you know, America is heaven. There are still some problems. Let's go to Tombozo Gerakwamuri Vamavinga. Vamavinga, titasa nyaya dzeku uchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Donald vari kuti Zimbabwe pachinge pachine mutambo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvigadziriswe vanhu vanombunyikidzwa pamwe vanopambwa. Chii chingada kuitwa vamavhinga kuti zvinhu zvifambo zvakanaka pachitedzerwa bumbiro remutemo?
Chataurwa namukoma Donald Mamboma ichokwadi chizere kuti tine dambudziko guru panyaya dzekodzero. Asi maonero andiro zvandei kuti zviri pakati wandei. Chekutanga ndechekuti vatungamiri vedu venyika vezvematongerwo enyika vebato rinotonga rezanupf rinotungamirwa navamunangagwa nevamapato anopikisa, chekutanga ndechekuti vanhu vese vatange kuona kodzero dzevanhu sezvinhu zvinodiwa nemunhu wese zvake zvisinei nezvematongerwo enyika. Nekuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti hurumende nesangano rinotonga vanoti zvekodzero dzevanhu ndezvematongerwo enyika ndezvemapato anopikisa, ndodambudziko rekutanga iroro. Saka kana vachinge vaine muono iwoyo zvoreva kuti vane vaakuona sekuti vanofanira kuramba vachipikisa kana vanhu vachiti ngatisimudzirei kodzero. Saka ngatidzokerei kubumbiro remutemo renyika toziva kuti hwaro hwehondo yechimurenga yakaitwa muZimbabwe yaiva nyaya yekodzero, yekuti vaiti tinoda kuti tinovhota dzetetere vanhu vatema nevachena vagare vakaenzana pasina rusarura. Ndo nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu idzodzo. Asi iko zvino zvaakuita sekuti nyaya yekodzero iyi hamene kwayakabva kunze. Hunhu hwedu sevana veZimbabwe ndo hunonzi kodzero dzevanhu. Nekuti kana uchiziva kuti muvakidzani wako aona chekudya here, kuchengeta shirikadzi nenherera, inyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Saka hapana munhu anofanira kurohwa tsvimbo mugodzi kuti ataura kodzero dzevanhu. Zvepi ngatizivei kuti kodzero idzi hadzisi dzana Donald Trump, hadzisi kubva kuAmerica kana kuBritain. Ikodzero dziri mubumbiro remutemo renyika rakaumbwa muZimbabwe mugore ra2013 rikatsigirwa neuwandu hwevana veZimbabwe kuti tinoda bumbiro iri rine kodzero. Saka changosara iko zvino kudzizadzisa. Chetatu ndechekuti hurumende ngairege kusanganisa nyaya dzesarudzo nekuvhiringidza kodzero dzevanhu. Ngaisimudzire izive kuti kana hurumende ichiti gutsa ruzhinji, kana hurumende ichiti inoda kusimudzira upenyu hwevanhu, ichiti inoda kuti munhu wese aone utano hwakanaka, awane dzidzo, awane mabasa, zvese izvozvo ndo dzinonzi kodzero idzodzo. Saka ngationei nemuono wakanaka kuti nyaya yekodzero haisi nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika kwete. Inyaya yemunhu wese zvake mukati meZimbabwe kuti agare zvakanaka. Ndozve donzvo rehondo yechimurenga yekutanga, yepiri, yetatu neyechina.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga. Mr. Mavhinga reiterating that there is need for the respect of human rights. Gibbs, we have many people following us on our Facebook page. We have Virginia Maklebo saying, watching from Brighton. Thank you so much, Virginia. Marlon Zambuko from Zimbabwe in Mutare. We have Alan Gumbo watching from Walvis Bay. Thank you so much. Tainos Gwarumba Tse watching from Bidebridge. Thank you so much. Noel Maposa, I'm watching from Gweru Ekasi. Good evening, Baba Dube and Blessing. Evening, Noel. Thank you so much. We have Atu Okondo from Botswana. We have Nesisa Madewamoyo from Botswana too. Achimwene Manyanza watching from Chipinge. Webster Munzara Tse watching from Burundi. Exciting. And then Silas Maligo watching from Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. And we also have Paul Westwood, who is complaining about Honorable T. Muliswa, saying he severely violated my human rights, my human and property rights. We are all human beings in God's eyes. Then we have Jabulani Ngulube watching from Botswana. And of course, that unfortunately, Mr. Muliswa is not here to defend himself. But I understand Mr. Westwood is complaining about his property that was allegedly confiscated by Honorable Muliswa. I think it was at the height of the so-called indigenization program. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got people on the VOA in development page, that is Facebook page. Polite Kwakuba Maposa, Tokas Wove, Setile Machamela Ngeleza, and all those other people that are saying we're watching. noma kabo rights amakhiwa asithethisa ngoba siwatshela ukuthi besithethise. We don't help ourselves because we choose to support people who do not stand for the people, who only take office to feed themselves, and those will agree with their corruption. The struggle continues indeed. We need to liberate ourselves. Then Musani Mbuso Ntini, Nomsa Nekevana Tulani, F. Ngube, Virginia Macebo, Rupen Dlovu, Makao Nyati, Priscilla Mtunga. I think Priscilla is still with us here, I guess. Rupen Dlovu says, Salibonandi Jani. Yes, Libaziso Mlilo Nondo. Thank you for joining us. Join Benginkosi Ngube, Henford Dube, and Ngabeni Nyandayom Konto Kumalo. Not forgetting, obviously, Sheila Ngube, who's watching from Leeds. So let me go back to Apostle Midian Dube. Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yeah, Baba.
Now, let's talk in Eskio Wamanji. When you look at racism as it is today, what is the face of racism these days?
Racism is a very difficult thing to deal with. Mm-hmm. There is still a lot of racism. If you are following Dubai this week here in South Africa, there is a shop, a retail shop in a mall in Sandton, mm-hmm. that was destroyed by the supporters of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema and Kamban, for putting up an advert mm-hmm. on a black doll that says "coolest monk in the jungle." Mm-hmm. So we still have a lot of racism issues. Besides racism, we still have to deal with the issues of tribalism, where those in leadership want us to be divided along racial and tribal lines, so that when we are divided, we cannot confront the issues of human rights abuses. Mm-hmm. We will focus on the challenges of our development and forget to confront the bigger elephant in the house, which is the issue of human rights abuses. Right now in Zimbabwe, there is the issue that is on discussion, the issue of Kukuraundi. Mm-hmm. That's an issue of human rights violations on tribal lines, and the people still want to defend what they called a moment of native land, and they are still not willing to make us as a nation sit down, forgive each other, and work together as Zimbabweans. So we still have a lot of ethnic, tribal, racial issues to deal with. And these actually compound the problem of our human rights. We are violated because we are focusing on wrong issues. We are violated because we are focusing on ourselves as different in terms of our ethnic origin. This is an error, and this error must be collected. And in our collective thinking, we must know that our biggest enemy is our human rights abuses.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. So, first, Slobaba, it's one. Slobaba, Ndumiso. Someone about Ndumiso. Baba Ndumiso, unjani? Uwanzano Ndumiso, kaswakali. We are going to Baba Ndumiso. Sizaqedwa bakhulume la ngale khona ngale ukhona Ndumiso
yangikhona baba
ye injani impilo yakho baba
hayi mina impilo kahle
ye ungathini ke Martin Luther King Junior Day isuku lakhe
ya bengibona lisuku olungalubalulekile kodwa on the ground mesikhathi sikhuluma ngalokhu ze ngabantu nje ukuthi bona sebekhululeke kanganani ngalokhu wena ayekulwela yena
ye abantu bakhululeke onganani ungathini khona
abakakhululeki ngendlela yena ayifisa ngayo yena Martin Luther.
Uthongani kona?
Because ilungelo lakhe lena lalifuna ukuthi umuntu omnyama wonke abe ngumuntu osekhululekile ngesikhathi esithile ngisho. So wathi watshona yena lezo sifiso sakhe singazange siphelelise. Second, ikakhulu ekuzeneni ekubukeni kwezindaba kakhulu nakhuma ngani khona ngapho linayo laba studio 7. Yeah, because she can look for an anti-discriminatory work when she could have been in the so she just can't look in and you want to say something that this is the Lama to work on. If you want to buy 2020, otherwise, don't be pretty interested in you. Even you, it is our popular than is it this year because the Nalis one is your matu.
Mm-hmm.
But now, come on, Martin Luther, she is in this and on the ground, she is supervising me. ebantwini kazana singani ke baphoxa abantu ngoba nasingakhuma nabo gogo sesibalithela ngomartin luther abamazi martin luther angitsho so sifuna into ezabakhona lezemaphandleni into ezingumsakazo kakhulu
so kodwa nxa sikhangela ubandlululo lo muntu onsundu lo muntu omhlophe kume njani kathesi
ngathi eZimbabwe bekungcono kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa kungani lokho kunjalo ngoba vele abantu nonke besibiza ngamanye amagama angafanelanga ukuthi ungafake lapha emsakazweni
akunjeng ukuthi clarifyini whatever
ya lokho kukhona namanje ukuthi uyathola ukuthi kona abanye abantu nonke bebhadala izimali ezincane ukuthi akhonakhona awuhambanga esikolo wena so ngikuthi ngicela kini ngoba ndithi ukuthi namhlanje ukuthi isikhathi ningangifithi ngathi 22 lapha andithole so la mvili ngelami le ukuthi ngikhuluma ngisho
ye upho ukuthi ngamafutshane nje 10 seconds
okay so ngithi ukuthi kona lo msakazi lo awube umsakazi ozafinyelela kuyonke indawo ngoba ngiyakuzama yonke indlela ukuthi sikhulume sizwanane because abantu abaningi sebethembelina khona ngapha izindaba ezinemosi ziziyaphuma ngani khona ngapha
hayi siyakuza kakhulu sibona ngani singakwenza khonokho
okay le audio zothi singasiba sendiyathi abantu abasekhaya bayazi ukuthi khona kwenzakalani elizweni
ye hayi kunjalo mfowethu hayi siyabonga kakhulu
okay baba siyabonga
ye so that is Mr. Ndumiso his appeal is for Studio 7 to expand and we give them audios we give them you know news everywhere where people are he says that's one fundamental freedom that people are lacking right now in Zimbabwe and he says there are so many freedoms that are being trampled so he needs his freedom says can I have it now
let's go to Miss Njove. Miss Njove, are you still on the line? Miss Njove? Now, Miss Njove, looking at what is happening in America now, would you say that there is respect for human rights, that everyone is treated equally, just like Martin Luther King had espoused? It's all fine. You can translate as you go.
Okay. I'm going to that Kuluman is in the bed. Since I'm coming to be a lo mama meze naye lalele.
Yeah.
Into engiyikhulumayo lapha ngama freedoms or human rights ukuthi abantu ukukhululeka sekungakanani. Ukukhululeka kakukho and akusoze kwafika la ngaliphi la ngithi ukuthi hayi sokuthegeji esikaleni kahle sokule balance. Ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikhuluma ngama izinto ze-human rights ezinye izinto esikhuluma ngazo izinto esizikhulumayo but we are dealing with issues of the heart izinto ezisenhliziyweni yomuntu ukuthi umuntu umuzwe elisukeni bala njengalelo esilizileyo esuke ezidlulileyo ke lakhulunywa ngomuntu akusiyonto entsha kuye kuyinto avela layo emncane uzazaye kuphala layo but okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sesiloku sikhuthazeka ukuthi siyaqhubeka ngendlela uMartin Luther esenza ngayo izinto siqoqane njengabantu abamnyama kungakhathalekile ukuthi uvela kuyiphi indawo ukuthi size silwele ama-rights lawo esiwafunayo ngoba bagcwele lapha kuleleli lizwe leli le-amerika la abangafuniyo umuntu omnyama bagcwele emazweni lase-Afrika njengoba umunye ekhuluma nge-South Africa bakhona abanye abangakufuniyo lokho ngokunani ngenxa yokuthi kusenhliziyweni yakhe asingeze yesikukhuphe ngenxa yokuthi vele idealing with izinto ezinjengazonalezo mina the only concern that I have nxa ngise-America ngama-human rights yilokwesaba ngoba e-America kabakhulumi njengakithi bale political correctness ukuthi umuntu uzakuthabela kodwa engakuthabelanga yabona umuntu mina engaba ngumakhelwane ami engihlala la next door kumbe engaba ngumuntu engisonta la e-church umfundisi wami kodwa njengalowana okhulumileyo ukuthanga kodwa yiloko esithi iyangithanda then kuba nohluphi ukuthi ama-human rights zela ukuthi sibe completely
sisesifikile sokuthegeke akusoze kwafa kwaba khona but njengoba kutho kwamathin lula king singani asiqhubekenini loko sesiyaphambili and izinto lezi esikhuluma ngazo la ziba ziphumelela kumbe zibe nomango nxa sisebenza singamagruphu abambeneyo ahlose into eyodwa then lokhu bese kungiletha futhi ebantwini bakobulawayo abantu bezimpapho ikakhulu abantu bakobulawayo abantu bakobulawayo ngumuntu awokulawayo ngikhulele khona ngumuntu wetsholotsho and I'm proud of him ngumuntu wakobulawayo but into endihluphayo ngabantu bakobulawayo balezindlu nansithi izindlu yabuyiyona indlela okuthanisa ngayo inhlabathi omnye uthanisa laphana omnye uthanisa laphana omnye uthanisa laphana omnye uthanisa lapha abantu bakobulawayo they are too few but they have too many political groups. And when you have political groups like that for the purpose is to kuba one into kodwa kulozwandla phana lozwandla phana lozwandla phana lozwandla pha sicina thina ngowethu kodwa sesiminyanisana sesikompita against each other. Why I'm saying so, I'm going back to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King ukuthi aze abe ilizwe lakhe ligcwale libe likhulu lize liyefika lise-Afrika ngokuthi ama-Black Americans or ama-African Americans babe bandlululiwe begcizelelwe bengamaslave but babambana bafuna one into ukuthi baze bayefika ekuqineni bafuna one into. Nakakhetha ungakhangela indlela yabo abahambe ngayo ukuthi baze babe no-Obama ukuthi babambe thina ema-development or thina e-Africa as long as singafundanga ukuthi sibambane sikhuzane sindawonye omunye ngathi khona mina ngifuna ukuqalisa iphathi yami nanso yi-M D C ungabona amaphathi esesiba nezibongo there is a problem because ususithi mina umuntu olandela ngemuva ngikhethe. Ngoba lo muntu othi ulwela human rights ebe sesithi ama-rulensi human rights akhe uzawafokhasa wona i-tribe or uzawafokhasa wona i-colour because lingananzelela uMartin Luther King wayengatsho wathi khona umuntu should not be judged by the colour of their skin and wayengatsho ukuthi umuntu ongajaji okumele ajaje ukuthi umuntu omnyama wayesitsho le key wayesitsho lo muntu ovele endlini egoqela abantu bonke eZimbabwe into esiyifunayo nowe-South Africa no-two countries ezakholonayizwa kakhulu we need to move ourselves from mentality ye-colonization and unite angena South Africa ama-political parties are fighting amakhiwa avukeli eZimbabwe siyalwa silwa ne-enemy angazi ukuthi i-enemy yethu sokumvali at times you watch and listening to people talking, unanzelela ukuthi sokulama-political party amangaki. Kuzibuza ukuthi honestly, if I had to contribute njengomuntu, ngilandele bani?
Yes, ubambe umlomo khona. Siyabuza silubuya la, indaba kuhle kakhulu. So all what he's saying in brief, Blessing, is that, you know, the problem with Zimbabweans and maybe many people in Africa is that, you know, they tend to have too many groups that fight for one cause. So she says, unlike Martin Luther King Jr., you know, people had a cause to say, we are fighting against this. And they managed to do that because they were focused. So in the case of some Zimbabweans and some other Africans, they don't normally do that. They fight within themselves. And when you do that, there's nothing that moves. But she says the key is to keep on fighting.
Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Mr. Zulu, I'm here.
Yes, do you agree with that observation coming from Ms. Ndlovu? Of course, you remember that joke that if you put three Zimbabweans in one room to form an alliance, they'll form five political parties complete with three NGOs.
Yes, yes, and that's very true and unfortunate. But what we need to focus on is to try and identify and insist on a value set, a value system that transcends or that rises above our narrow personal interests and embraces the nationhood of Zimbabwe. I think we have not gotten to that point yet, because there are so many things that keep us apart, and everyone is looking out for their own little interests. So even today, as we speak of human rights, there are some who see human rights as an inconvenience because they want to advance their own agenda to be at the top at the expense of everyone else. So if we can have that value system that says, at the end of the day, we must all benefit as all Zimbabweans, and the best way to do that is to use the human rights agenda to lift, to uplift our standards, and even our politics must be imbued with that human rights value system. That will be important. At the moment, it is not there. Even the politics of it, much of it will be driven by personal interest and not a common good.
Thank you so much.
Another quote from Martin Luther King, I quote, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Apostle Midian Dube, are you still on the line? Apostle Dube, ukhona baba?
Ngikhona Dube.
Yeah, nxa sisikhangela ke Apostle Dube ukuthi abantu ungathula, uthula ungakhulumi ngohlupho, kambe kuba njani khona?
Angithi lesintu Dube sithi umntwana ongakhaliyo ufele embelekweni. So nxa abantu belamalungelo, kuvele iconstitution ngoba umthetho welizwe umele ubanike ilungelo lokuthi bakhulume. Umele ubanike ilungelo lokuthi they must demand lokho i-constitution ethi kumele kubabe lakho. Inkinga enkulu bembuyele futhi lakulokho okuthiwe ngudadewethu Mandlovu okwama-gatherings amaningi. Uzathola ukuthi the same people who are supposed to be uniting people will infiltrate the original organization and break it down to five. So okuningi uthola ukuthi kasoma-gatherings akhona independent, but ngama-gatherings acreatwe ngama-state agents. Bangene, badilize, bachithize, ba-influence i-vision ezijiyene. Why? Because bayazi ukuthi abantu bangabambana, badimande into eyodwa, kuzaba nzima ukuthi no. Uhlupho olunye olukhulu kakhulu ngama-political systems edube ukuthi abantu basebenzela ezikwameni njengomanje. Asilabantu abalengqondo yokuthi abantu balama-rights okuthola imisebenzi. Therefore, we must create wealth. Bona bafuna uku-acquire i-wealth at the expense of everyone else. They must be the richest. They must be the most powerful. Then banyathele phezu kwabantu okumele babaphakamise, kodwa babenze amalele okukhwela baye phezulu.
So that is Mr. Dube. He's saying that, you know, most of these people that have got some powerful positions, they always work for their pockets. So that's where one of the problems lies, because they don't care about what people are doing down there. So they have to use whatever they have in terms of power in order to do whatever they like.
Of course, we want to acknowledge those following us on our Shona Facebook page, English Facebook page, and also on Ndebele. Rathman Mbakiwa, Arguti Pfe, Zangu, Ndiripa, Botswana, but thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira is also watching. Thanks, my friend in the UK. Then we also have Isaac Masaire Pfe, Botswana, but thanks so much. Joel Makotose, also from Botswana. Kuda Blessed Zinja Arguto Pe at Zot Kuda Arkupi. But thank you so much for following this program. Let's go to Miss Love again. Miss Love? Miss Love, can you hear me?
You are not Manjo.
I said Ndlovu, Miss Ndlovu.
No, I'm so Manjo.
I'll tell Miss Ndlovu.
What's Manjo?
Hi, okay.
I'm so Manjo.
Apologies, Mam
Tuma. Mam Tuma.
Yeah, so, good job, Mam.
Yes.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes. So, in order for, you know, at least people to enjoy some of these rights, the freedoms of independence, what should be done? Should they expect that leaders will change, or people themselves have to continue to push for their rights?
muntu othi nxa ehlele esikhundleni athi yena for most of the people ngizakwenza okufunwa ngabantu. Thina eZimbabwe sesiwazi ukuthi ama-leaders ethu esilawo, whether yi-opposition, whether umdaba wasifusa for 37 years, abasoze basiphe esikufunayo. Salwa for independence sisithi sifuna umuntu omnyama, ikhiwa salikhupha. Kodwa kusele ukuthi sikufunde kathesi njengamaZimbabweans yikuthi sikhangele sibe lonanzelelo umuntu singambona esesenza esingakufuniwe, simkhuphe ngevoti. Because izakhamizi, abantu abavotayo, are the people that are powerful. I-power yethu yivoti. But amaZimbabweans, we remove our vote from ama-values kade ekhulunywa ngumaZulu ukuthi people, we have to have a value system. I have to look at candidates embakhangeleyo nxa becampaigna or nxa bekhuluma. Kuyini engizakufunayo emuntu lwana, which is important empilweni yami, labantu bami, labazawami, nezakhamizi? Yikuphi esikufunayo emuntwini? Sifuna i-freedom, sifuna umnotho, sifuna izikolo ezilungileyo, sifuna umuntu singasimbone sehluleka ukwenza zona lezi zinto, to provide basic needs njengamanzi, njengamagetsi, mkhuphe nini? There are other countries ababelohlupho olunjengolwethu eZambia, eMalawi. They have learned to change leaders every time when the leader doesn't give them that value system abayikhangele. But in Zimbabwe, we have a problem. We don't want to look at values, we look at an individual. I'll give you an example. I don't want to talk about this one because he's in a situation where I don't want to talk about him. He's in a difficult situation. But umuntu engingamuzwa khuluma ekuseni representing uthi ugudu. Ugudu tells me ukuthi nxa ungumuntu osefensive, ungelashiwo ukuthi uzavotela izani, kumbe uzavotela i-MDCT or uzavotela amanye amaphathi. Because we don't want to talk about what is happening here in DC, that is, because that's the way in the last thing you learn how to come out. In the last thing you learn how to say, I would ask myself, sithatha impilo zethuswa nje ku-political party, sise nokuthi yizani, sise nokuthi yizakho. Mina kimi asifayeza mkonsent izakho yameja lezani senakula zakho.
Ngikubambeke umlomo khonapho Ntombi endala. Just ngithatha umlaleli lapha silo Babankomo. Babankomo ukhona econgweni?
Iya, ngikhona baba.
Uvala Babankomo, sibili ngiyakuxolisa ukuthi ngithethe nge-last minute for kuphosa nje 20 seconds.
Ya, ngiyakuzwa baba. Ukuthi eZimbabwe kasihloniphani baba. Angiyabona izami i-structure zayo into esindebeleni bamfake bango-3. Why bengangifake ebe ngowesi-2 kwezethu bayithathe over? Sem ne-NDC basandraya bafake ukuthi ebe ngowesi-4 bavala ukuthi engathathi over. Wonke amakhathi wona weyi-2. Then into esihlupha ngabakithi eZimbabwe khonapho, abantu ababusayo baba babulala abantu kakhulu. Ukuze sibe ne-democracy kufuze bephume bonke abantu ababuzani labana. Kungeke abantu abafresh laba bazele emuva. Noma ethi uvele eHarare nduvele emathebeleleni. Umuntu ofresh ongalagazi, anti ebona isikhulu esisekuthiwe lapha elizweni, isikhethe igazi kakhulu. Kunzima vele ukuthi
isikhathi Nkomo uzaba ngokuqala nxa sibuya kulolu hlelo, kodwa siyabonga kakhulu. Ngathela kusasa Nkomo.
Yeah,
isikhathi sesiphelile baba. Yes, about good.
Of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, Ms. Priscilla Lovu, and also Apostle Midian Dube. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and also our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely, lovely day. Bye-bye.